I'm just going to report that that's okay, so that.
Seems to be working.
Yep. Apologies for being late.
That's okay. That's no problem. We thought you may have. So, would you like to tell us what your difficulties are and what your issues are? I'm not aware of the issues up to now, so I. You know everybody here, do you?
I don't actually know.
So perhaps people could introduce themselves.
Dr. Fabio Pondamatteo, senior lecturer in anatomy, staff member representative here.
Lynn Crewe, final year engineering student.
Unity Society's officer.
Patrick O'Flaherty, Society's chair.
And Moroni Wanin, I'm a lecturer in legal French.
Mm-hmm. Sarah Kennedy, fourth science.
Everyone the Gallagher, first arts.
Hi, Reverend Helen Freeburn. I'm a part time chaplain here at the Methodist Presbyterian Church.
Yeah, thanks. Well, I want to be very brief.
That's great.
Yesterday, a number of posters were put up around campus by the Christian Union Society at approximately 2 o'clock. They were being ripped down within minutes of posting. I'm not going to get into statistics. I want to say that they're just being ripped down systematically across campus. That's the problem. By thugs, if you don't mind me using the word. And this is not an isolated incident. This is an incident that, or this is a feature of campus life that we have been raising since October in an official way of this year. And we have been noticing and been subject to since September 2013. And really, we just want to something to be done about the problem, a strategy to be put in place to ensure that our posters stay up on the walls like any other society in this university. Nothing has been done about the problem. We've gone to meetings, we've submitted complaints. The problem is still there. And that is how we measure whether or not something has been done, in a sense. Do you get me? Because really, it's a tangible problem. So the problem is still there. It's getting worse. So we just want something, I suppose, to be done about the problem. So that sums up everything.
Yeah, that sums up it. And I would add as well that since September, we've gone the official route. You weren't saying you were going to security in November. We submitted a complaint to the USCG board. A lot of the people around this table have already been notified of the problem. They've done nothing about it. And they've actually expressed that they will not be doing anything about it. And we went to the Vice President's Office for Student Experience. This has been going on since November the 15th. 4 complaints were submitted to the Office of the Student Complaints Board, and nothing was done. We didn't get a response within 15 days, or a resolution in that sense within 15 days. This has gone to the media. The college has been contacted by the media, and the media have been told lies by people in the student board that the complaints were responded to and that the responses were copied to the auditors of the union. So it's a lot of corruption in that sense. And we would just say, like I would reiterate what Isaac said, it's a tangible problem. We want a tangible solution. If the posters are continue to be ripped down, then the problem has not been solved.
Okay.
If I can just add one more thing. When we say nothing has been done, I want to be clear that certain things have been done in a kind of a, I've done my job since. I've sent out an email to certain people in college, okay? And certain of the problems that we did raise, after, for example, there was one issue where we went to spend maybe 12 hours on campus with the newcomers and found one person had injured. Okay, because these are professional poster workers. And we've submitted that after 4 months now we've got the final on that. Okay, so but we're not talking about that essentially, we're talking about the whole problem. Do you see? Do you understand?
Yes.
We're talking about a culture of poster ripping that we want addressed. So that's when we're saying the problem is not being solved, that is the problem we're talking about. We're not talking about an isolated person ripping down a poster on the 13th of November or something.
Okay.
Is that just to be clear on that, just so that we don't get flack saying nothing has been done? That's the problem we're coming in here to talk about today.
Okay.
Can I ask a question? What would your proposal be for solving the problem?
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to point out that there are people in this around this table here who have certain jobs. Okay. We have the society's officer, we have the society's chairperson. In my opinion, they are in those jobs to do a job. Okay, your jobs are for promoting a good experience with regard to societies on campus. I'm not here to tell you what to do any more than I'm a tutor in the college, and I don't ask my students, what am I teaching today? I expect that you would promote dignity, fairness, and respect on the college. And what I will say is that if you can't do that, please, can we put people into those jobs who will do that? So I'm not going to be, we're not here to propose a solution. What we want is to see a solution.
I understand, but I don't have the feeling you've answered my question. My question was, what would you propose that it is, or else, how would you solve the problem on a practical point of view?
I'm not going to answer that question. I appreciate, I know exactly what you're asking.
Yeah.
But we want to see something done. No action, no global action has been taken to solve this problem. And it's reaching a crisis now. Okay? And we're talking about bullies and thugs in this university. There's a video on YouTube now that has reached over 40,000 views of one thug in particular. And I'd like to say that this issue, the world is looking at this issue at the moment, and they're going to keep looking at this issue. And I'm not going away, and certain other people who are on our side of fairness, dignity, and respect in this issue are not going away. And it's going to get worse and worse unless action is taken. And we're not here sitting around the table to specify the action, with all due respect. I know where you're coming from. But we want to see concern from the people who hold jobs in this university to promote fairness and respect. We want to see concern from those people. And, you know, in that regard, we're just highlighting the problem, bringing the problem to those people.
Would you have any idea on who the authors of this action could be? Would you know who the people are who took the posters out?
Yes, we know some of the people, yeah. They're the same people who cursed the visiting speaker and told him to F off the campus, if you excuse me, last week multiple times on the video. And the same people are walking around this campus and are at our table last night on concourse intimidating us, and nothing has been done about it. And that's very disheartening. And if a visiting speaker, and I was not at the meeting, I had nothing to do with the meeting, I did not oppose the meeting at all. And if a visiting speaker is told, is treated in that manner, that is a disgrace. And that's a disgrace for anyone going. And that's something for the president and every vice president and everybody downwards to think about. And it's a shame. I'm ashamed to be part of anyone going if that's the way a visiting speaker is going to be treated. And if, almost a week later, the person who did that is walking around and doesn't feel bragging and does not feel in any way that he has been disciplined. That's a disgrace.
Yeah.
And that is wrong.
I'm sorry, I feel like we're drifting a little bit off topic. There was a guest speaker that was, you're saying a guest speaker was verbally sort of abused?
By the same people who are responsible for this speaking.
The talk was on the topic of the boycotting Israel prior to the SU referendum.
That's on our agenda for Friday's meeting.
I see.
Yeah.
And you have witnessed, you say, your posters being moved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to add or ask, Enoch and Isaac?
Just, I suppose the latest posters were in relation to what posters are people taking down? Just trying to
The latest ones were about the referendum on same-sex marriage that is happening on Thursday, and we put up posters just, I suppose, on no side of the referendum.
Yeah.
Why the Students' Union maybe shouldn't promote. Sorry, support. I'm not sure the wording, but it's one of those same-sex marriage. One of them just says, "Don't be bullied into not expressing your opinion on this issue," because we feel a lot of people are being carried along by what is acceptable, maybe. And the other one just highlights, suppose we're not giving our opinion, it's a scriptural opinion, because we are the Christian Union on that issue. And we will feel it's of paramount importance that this issue will be solved, because what we have seen last week and this week in this university is fabricated referendums where only one side of the issue is permitted to stay on the postal boards. And then we have a result, and that result is hollow, and there's backslapping, and there's publicising of it in local media and so on. And there's no point in just having these fabricated referendums. And
can I ask you, have you used any other mediums as well, and how are they working for you? Like, have you used Facebook or the leaflets or any other method of getting your information out there, and how successful have they been?
Well, we have used, last week we did have a Facebook page, we had 121 likes, and then 1,400 people came out to vote on our side. So you can see there that really the most important thing really would be the posters, and would be that kind of traditional messaging to the campus. And that's why we're here today. It's not so much social media. It's clear to me that the issue here is posters, and they're the problem really for people who are not on our side. We all want to stay on that issue here because, you know, the problem is posters. That's the way we reach the 16,000 and not just the 160 that are in our society.
And did you, so there's posters and there's Facebook, and I presume you've used email and texting your members as well, have you? And you have meetings, is that correct? And how are those working for you?
Well, the meetings are fine, but they are, as I'll reiterate, they are just to the members of the society. When you have a referendum, you're appealing to the campus at large, and the posters are the way to do that. So.
And have you utilised, say, a table on the concourse? Has that worked well for you?
We had a table yesterday. Enoch was in charge of that.
We had a table yesterday, and no, it didn't work well. Everything was fine until about 4 o'clock. Various people came along, some in support, some in disagreement. And then about 4 o'clock, I was engaged in discussion with some people who disagreed, but were very respectfully disagreeing, and who said that they were agnostic more than atheist or whatever. And that was fine. And then the conversation was going well, and then somebody came up, I think it was, I don't know the name of the individual, but he was affiliated to, it would be anything in the BDS Society. And he took a piece of literature, or the Palestinian Society, took a piece of literature off the table and scrunched it up and threw it in the branch. So I got up at the front of the table and I just told him that behaviour is unacceptable and asked him to leave. It was almost a physical confrontation, but somebody jumped between myself and him. And he went outside the door. A couple of minutes later, he came back with other members of the Palestinian Solidarity Society and Mishnah Society. They stood around the table, so close to the table that nobody else could come. I was there by myself because other members of the committee were involved in other things.
We were dealing with this problem,
and they stood around the table, and for an hour and a half they intimidated me. They tried to take every piece of literature from the table. I had to cover the literature. They abused me, verbally assaulted me, just all kinds of conditions. Two girls and three guys had to wrap up the table, and that was about, I'd say, from 5 o'clock to about 6:30. I know some of the names, Ben O'Kelly, Aideen, who's the head of the Home Choice Society. Other people involved. So the table's not working, and it's disheartening, of course, to come on Congress today and find that they have a table. This society who abuse people, who assault people, who rip down their posters, and who acknowledge they did in front of the table, they're being given another table right beside us today. So.
And just to say on the flyer in front, how has that worked out? I'm just trying to think of all the possible ways in which it is, if we're to find a solution, How is flyering worked for you, handing out flyers and stuff? Has that worked for you?
Well, flyering will always work because, I mean, I'm an adult. I can engage with everyone who comes along.
Yes.
If I give you a flyer, you can say no, and it's fine.
Yeah.
If I give you a flyer, you can say yes, and it's fine. A poster stays up on the wall. I can't stand beside a poster all day. When you're flying every day, standing with your leaflets, you know, this is a totally different issue,
yeah.
With all due respect. So the flyering will always... Flyering generally will work in any situation, whether it's the global, national referendum or whatever. But things like postering are where we see whether or not there is an attitude of fairness, decency and respect on campus. So is that okay?
Would you agree, Isaac, that posters by their nature are temporary? Because the university, I think, does a clean up on a Friday afternoon,
yes.
And removes everyone's, even, you know, stuff we would put up.
Do I know the clean up hasn't come as regularly as I'd like?
So they're temporary, you know, so you wouldn't expect them to be there for months on end, would you, the posters?
No, and this was an issue that was raised in the media as well. It's one of the things that the university spoke to the media about in order to detract from the seriousness of the problem. And I don't appreciate when people bring up that point, with all due respect, because of course we're not talking about that. I appreciate our strategy of posting to believe is a normal one, is to put up posters on a Monday morning for an event which will happen that week.
Mm-hmm.
And when the event is over, I don't care what happens to the posters.
Mm-hmm.
We have our lifestyle meetings on Thursday evening, and after that I have no problem. Any complaints I've made ever about this issue have been when the posts are ripped down before the event happens. And in the case of yesterday, you're talking about a matter of seconds.
And can I just clarify, the posters are your posters, you know, you've your event posters, are all your posters then around events? Or are your posters up for other purposes that don't have a date on them? It's just what I'm wondering. Could that be, I'm trying to get to the bottom of what the problem is. Are you finding, say if you're an event on a Thursday, are you finding people are ripping those down while the date is on them, or are there other posters that you're putting up as well that are being ripped down?
Well, I think my understanding is that we're not permitted to put up posters unless it's for a referendum that just had a message on. And as such, every poster that we put up, apart from a referendum, which is, would be connected in some way to an event,
okay.
Will be a day's time thing on it.
Yeah.
So we haven't actually ever put up posters.
And, in terms of damages, do you know roughly like how much, say, in terms of like money was spent on these posters, how much you're actually at a loss due to these damages, due to posters being taken down? Like, are these...
Yeah, it would accumulate. We wouldn't have...
I know you wouldn't have exact figures here.
Exact figures, but it's running into probably. Yesterday, the ones we put up, we paid about. You're talking about 30 cents, I think, for an eighth, three pages of cutter, is that the current price? On just the normal printers. So we wouldn't have used the society printer for the referendum ones. We would have used our own resources. And that would have been. If it starts center page and 20 posts are ripped down, it builds up. And then that would be yesterday. And if you're talking about every week, then 20 bucks multiplied by 20.
To be honest with you, it's the psychological cost and the social cost.
I understand that. I'm just trying to establish this to go alongside with it. And it's not solely society money that's paying for these. You said some of your own funding or your own... resources goes into this?
Yeah, well, last week we still have to see what kind of remuneration we were getting for our campaign last week, which was yes to neutrality. But as yet, it's entirely our own resources.
I see.
For those ones last week.
Okay.
And one last question. Are you finding, I'm trying to put when it's worse, like around referendum time, was the situation worse for you, or is it equally difficult for you all year round?
It's equally difficult all year round. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just before we finish, one very, very last thing.
Mm-hmm.
What would be your request to this committee? Is there anything you want to specifically request? You have the chance to do this.
Well, I want to reiterate that there is a referendum happening on Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and that really it's a joke. at home. Okay. So I want to put that down in the record. The fabricated result that will be coming out of that referendum. And it's really disappointing, I want to say this. I personally have spent so much of my time going to every single complaint board in this university. And I have to say, not a single individual has shown concern. Okay? And I'm not talking about I did my duty, I have to just send an email to certain three people. I just want to say that there is no concern about the problem. We want to see a strategy in place so that our posters will stay up on the walls and any other society. I think it's not fair that they stay up on the walls. Something can be done about this. It's a crisis
until
situation.
The particular event is over, as you mentioned
earlier.
It's not.
Yeah, just until the event is over or until the time comes. And if the referendum, until the referendum votes have been all cast. Really, we would be, we're very concerned about even this referendum this week, and we would be considering our action and how we will deal with the problem, because at the moment it's just there, there's no solution. And one side of the issue is not being allowed to express its view. So really we just want a strategy, to see the problem solved.
Is that your wrap up?
Yes.
Thank you very much, both of you, Isaac and Dina, for coming.
We appreciate all of your time on the issue.
And this is the first part of the investigative process for the issues that you've raised, which I can understand are of concern to you. So. Mm. Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Switch it off.